Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 190 and counting. Want to welcome everybody aboard this evening, all you new listeners. I hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back and telling your co-workers and your neighbors, your family, your friends, your spouses, your girlfriends, boyfriends, teenagers, because the more voices out there to help the animals, the better. So let's all, it takes team effort out there. It takes team effort in everything that we do, relationship, our pets, our jobs out there, every business out there, and these team players. And our voices do matter, so never think that they don't. I want to start this show. This live show is on every Thursday evening. You can listen by the internet, or you can listen by phone, and that area code's 310-982-4270. And I will be taking calls the later part of the show. Press 1 to speak and try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more welcome to come on board. I just want to go over a couple things here before we do get started. Got some shout outs to do, saying thank you to, you know, everyone that helps with this show to promote it every Thursday. You know, I can't do it all by myself, so I got a lot of great team players out there, and I just want to make an announcement to them. My name is Debbie Donner, and I am the producer and radio host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, and that's on Blog Talk Radio. I want to go ahead, take action, help ban animal gas chambers. Megan Mason and Holly Smith, they're on Facebook. If you please go by the page and press like and see how you can help out. Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. If you, all the admins on there, I can't thank you enough. There's a list of us, and I'm one of them. The Paul's Call Show, this is also on Facebook. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, thank you so much for all you're doing out there, because you've got a very great page going, and they always help. All these pages and groups help every week. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, thank you all so much. Voices for Animals on Facebook, A Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Waters, Paws Across America Advocacy, they got the show on their website. If you please check it out. Prayers given to Cecilia Maid, the founder and president of that. She is in need of a kidney, and her health is failing. And just have faith, and miracles do happen, Cecilia. And there's a big nationwide rally this coming Saturday on all state lawns. You know, if you would like to participate, just visit their page, Paws Across America Advocacy. Or if you can't be there, just make that phone call to, you know, your state representatives and help get changes made for the animals. and also the Pitbull Advocate on Facebook, and also a radio show, Patrick Bowler, a.k.a. Dogfather, Dylan Elko. She's the, also the co-host and helps produce with Patrick. We got a great team going here because I tell Mom Pitbull Debbie, and this need to stop BSL, dog fighting, chaining. And I approve this message. So let's all do it, you know, stand together as one. And all you friends out there, Deb Podomano, she puts a lot of effort into sharing the show. Thank you, Deb, Animal Warrior Sister, and all you Animal Warrior sisters and brothers out there, animal lovers, advocates. You know, thanks for helping the animals out because they need us. They can't just, you know, stand up for themselves. You know, we're all on this earth temporarily, the animals and the humans, so we got to make the best of it. And all animals, you know, just like us, should not live in fear or torture or neglect or abuse. It's so wrong, so we got to step into their paws or feet and take action and, you know, let them live comfortably in peace and love and care and compassion and have their rights granted, not violated. So, and there's a big article on tonight's show, or, you know, it's coming live from the PPJ Gazette, and that's www.ppjg.me. At the bottom of the article, you can share this radio promo to any of the sites, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, there's just a list of them. And on the right-hand side, if you want to be alerted to, you know, get in your primary email that there is a new podcast coming on, it will alert you, with, I think it's an hour before. And that's on the right-hand column under blog stats. Also on Blog Talk Radio, here is the main website to get all these archived shows you can listen and share 24/7. So it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaredforanimals. There's going to be a list of the archive shows. Press what link you want to listen to. Wait a minute to download, and it will play with the arrow in the middle. So everyone, please do your part. Whatever we can do to help these animals out, you know, the elderly, the children, they don't have a voice, so we have to be their voice and be a strong one. They always blame it on society, but we are society. So we, you know, we have to step up the plate, contact your state representatives. That's what they're there for. Area code 202-224-3121. And you ask for your zip code. Press 1 for your senator. Press 2 for your state representatives. You can call 24/7. And after work hours and weekends, you can just leave a voicemail. You can also, you know, write emails, letters. You know, every effort counts out there because, you know, together we have the teamwork always plays a role in help, you know, getting changes getting made. So we're going to go ahead and going with the shows. All these shows are recorded live on Thursday nights, and they are archived on Blog Talk Radio, everybody. Listen in worldwide. You can Skype in, unlimited listeners. So everyone, please do your part, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce my guest. She's coming back. She was on TS Radio, Marty Oakley, Voices Care for Animals, number 102. Now she's coming on back to Animal Advocates Radio, which is my network, Animal Network. And I want to welcome her aboard and hope she enjoys the show because, you know, all of you, that's all these former guests have been amazing, amazing show, bringing out education, awareness, safety, prevention. I mean, it's all there, and I stand up for all the animals in need. So I want to welcome her aboard, Virginia Hamilton. She's the president and founder of K9 Commandos Incorporated and AIM Humane. Their mission is of K9 Commandos Incorporated is to create a teaching environment that provides elementary students with emphatic life skills and creates behavior change in dogs and cats who are currently incarcerated in shelter circumstances, facility adoption rather than a euthanasia. Virginia, how are you doing this evening? Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals number 190. How are you this evening?
Hey, Debbie, thanks. Thanks for inviting me back. I'm excited to be with you again.
All right, and I'm excited to be with you again. I don't just want to have the guest on one time. It's unlimited, you know. I want to come back, and so, you know, keep in touch and let me know what happens, what kind of progress, and it's awesome. There's been so many, you know, guests that have connected together, former guests, and teamed up. I mean, this is wonderful for the animals, and what you're doing is great. But you want to go ahead and refresh the audience how you got started and tell them a little bit about yourself and go right ahead, because you got a great thing going here. I hope it spreads out throughout the world. Yes.
It's gotten even bigger. It's gotten bigger. It's exciting.
All right.
I teach gifted students. And, you know, these are the kids that we look at who will be our leaders, and it's really easy to get them involved in the community at an early age. And I'm so very fortunate to have from the school board, the district, all the way down to the principals and the parents that support this program. And this is our anniversary, 15 years since we've been doing it.
Wow,
so we're really excited.
Check that
out. Yeah. Yeah, it's still growing strong. In fact, we just became. Thank you, thank you. We are now a nonprofit. We have a board, you know, board members, and you know, I can't do this without the teachers. And you know, these teachers just email me, "How do we do this? How do we do this? I love animals. I want my kids to get involved with the animals." So, you know, very, very fortunate. So, and every single shelter in Brevard County has. They're animals trained by our students. You could go onto our website, www.caninecommandos.org, and look at the training calendar, and you can see where all the schools are and what days. So I was just out there yesterday, the last 2 days with my kids, and it's just amazing. And, you know, it's their first time this school year, and to hear a child say to the mom, "This is the best day of my life," you just don't know how that makes my heart sing. And then, of course, begging mom, "Can we please adopt Remy? Can we please adopt Remy?" And my school goes to the Brevard County Sheriff Office's shelter. And so, you know, he has to take in all the animals, no matter what they are. So, you know, the kids just fell in love with Remy and Dennis. But it's just when you hear the kids say that, and then when you hear the kids, you know, behind you go, "This is the best field trip ever." And then when you hear the real true stories, this one boy was in a shelter, and he's at a school that has, you know, a Title I school, and he's seeing pit bulls in the shelters, and he's going, you know, thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is what happens to them." He goes home to his grandpa, and he says, "Grandpa, we've got to neuter our pit bull," and tells the grandpa all about pit bulls, and grandpa did. And you know, when you hear these stories, it's amazing. There's an organization here, a school of boys that have gotten in trouble with the law, and of course they all have pit bulls, and they are actually, their curriculum is run through Michael Vick's, the book about Michael Vick's dogs, The Lost Dogs. Their curriculum is run through that, because so these kids, and they actually got to go in and see all the pit bulls in the shelters, and to hear, you know, they're there for 6 months, and one of the boys, before the boys leave, they have to stand up and talk about something they want to bring back. One boy said, this is my favorite. One boy says, "You know what, I learned that cats deserve just as much respect as the dogs." He said, "Our neighborhood has full of cats, and my friends and I, we just go around and kick the cats when they're on our way." He goes, I need to go back and tell them they deserve the same respect as our dogs do." And, you know, that's what it's about right there, teaching that student empathy and compassion for something that he's not ever had to really feel about. And that's why we need to do this, to get some of these kids to learn that there are some other creatures out there, humans, animals, that have a need that they can open their hearts to. And so, you know, we've been very, very blessed. Petco was our biggest fan. We got another $10,000 grant from them. Our adoption, it is great. Our adoption rate is just over 60%, meaning that when the kids train the dogs, they have these gold comment cards that flags people coming in, okay, this dog was trained by the commandos. So when the dog is adopted, the person that adopts the dog, they fill out the card for us, and that's how we determine our success. And we're at 61% success rate of adoption dogs being adopted because of, we trained them. And what we're really excited about is we're at over 400 kids this year training dogs. We just went over, I just did the numbers before I called you. We're over 400 right now. We have 25 schools coming in to do this. So we'll have 25 schools now. So we are excited. Yep.
This is great positive news. I mean, oh my goodness. And a big shout out to all you canine commandos out there. Thanks for everything that you're doing. I mean, so impressive.
And the teachers.
Mm-hmm. And the teachers also.
Yep.
Yes. All you teachers out there, thank you so much getting involved. And, you know, every bit, it's all teamwork there, Virginia. That's what it takes.
Is.
And,
yes,
you know, mm-hmm. 400, and this is the 15th anniversary. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank you. And a shout out to my parents, too. They're my chaperones. We have to have chaperones. So I have chaperones. They come out, they go out, and they work with the kids and the dogs and help. And my two trainers are phenomenal. I have two trainers that one takes care of just the South area because that's our biggest area, and one other one, Joyce, she takes the north of the 520 causeway. Selena takes care of the south end, and it's just a really nice machine. And we now socialize cats, and we now read to the dogs. So when the kids first go to the shelter, they sit down in front of barking dogs and just start reading to them. And I have to tell you, there was this one day when you could hear a pin drop, and the shelter staff was saying, why can't they come and do this every day? Because it was so quiet. So it's these kids with these animals are just really amazing. They're doing so much, and they're getting so much out of it. In fact, we actually for us it's service learning. So they do projects based around their experiences. They journal. They do all kinds. Last year we did some artwork. So like, you know, one of the dogs the kids trained, for example, they had Jolene. So we blew up Jolene's picture 8x10. We cut it in half, put it on canvas, and the student that worked with her drew the other side of her and decorated it and wrote it. It's all over, and we donated them to the shelter. They're all up on the walls, my foster failure is getting ready to bark. He does that when I'm on the phone, so I'll have to probably move. This year we decided to add some STEM into it, so Choose, which is a great site for teachers if you need to get money for products or projects and stuff. My kids came and I are working with Embark Vet out in, I believe they're in Seattle, Dr. Chu. She's a geneticist there, and what the kids are doing is working with the dogs. If the dogs are not trainable or they're not reacting to the treats, not reacting, just, you know, we're swabbing those mouths and sending them the DNA, and the kids are going to do research on the breeds that come up from the DNA test and actually see if they can pinpoint the breeds that of that dog that are creating it not to be sustainable to the challenges of training. And we also want to disprove some myths about the pit bulls. And the kids came up with a name. It's called STEM DNA, and DNA stands for Dog's Natural Attributes. So they're just doing this rockin' STEM project and Skyping with the geneticists and learning all about DNA and genetics and cell. And so we're tying science into the dog world too. So this is probably one of my most exciting years as a canine commando. So, you know, we'd love to see it expand and grow, but you know, it does take funding as well. So, you know, to pay for all the, like we just put $1,000 out for treats for all the schools and you know, having the trainers, and we've got new leashes and stuff that are being made, and it's ongoing. But you know, I just love listening to the reactions of the kids and watching the reaction between the dog and the kid. It's just it's amazing.
Yeah, because you know, it's very heartfelt. because the bond between animals and humans, if you allow that, you know, open your heart to them and give them a chance, mm-hmm. if that's to everybody out there, it is amazing. I mean, how we can communicate with each other. They speak another language, but after a while, they pick up on what you're talking about. You know, just lay down, there's your water. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. And they, mm-hmm. you know, it's unconditional love, too. The relationship and the bond and, you know, the closeness, the trust, the faith, unconditional love all the way. You know, and they want to be
animals,
careful. You know, treated with dignity and respect. That's what it takes. You know, just, you know, when you, especially when you bring a pet into your home or pets, you know, you've got to, everybody has a responsibility to take care of that animal, whatever, that's a cat, dog, you know, even a rabbit, you know, all of them, fish, and they need to have, you know, the attention also to give to them. You know, they love to, you know, just like dogs and cats, they love to be petted and spend quality time with them. And then these
held and sleep with
and
you.
Held,
and
yes. And, you know, put them on your lap and talk to them. And
oh,
just,
yeah.
They'll make a bad day turn into a good day. I mean, it, you know, they're there for us, and they're just so special. So it's like, you know, anybody I tell, hey, go to your local animal shelter, you know, adopt, don't shop, because you can meet your new best friend or best friends there, your furry loved ones, new ones. You know, give them a chance because they're healthy, adoptable animals in there. So,
yeah,
you know, and
rescue,
and so,
adopt, rehome, all of it. Just get those animals out of there. And, you know, I like right now I have this dog. His name is Mongo, and we pulled him out of the shelter. He was before the sheriff took over, and they were going to euthanize him that day for space. And I just said, no, let me foster him. Brought him home, and this was 6 years ago, because every time I found a family, they sent him back to me. So here's this big 110-pounder with his head in my lap right now. So, and, you know, he's grateful. There's no doubt about it that he's grateful. And, you know, and I have to laugh when I hear all these scientists going out there now coming out. We just decided, or we just studied dogs, and they do have emotions. And, you know, I could have saved those people a lot of money and told them myself, because there's nothing better than an animal in a person's life. Absolutely nothing. I'm a dog girl over a diamond girl any day. But, you know, to get my kids to these students to that just – I've got people coming forward that their kids aren't even part of the program in another school or outside of school. How do we do this? How do we get involved? I just got an email the other day saying kids that used to do it that are now out of the elementary system that still want to do it on a weekend, bringing, you know, so it's something that stays with these kids for the rest of their lives. And that was one of the reasons when I first started this program, I wanted to find something that would be sustainable and that would be memorable and stick to this person for the rest of their lives, a great memory. And, you know, because we were doing the canned food drives and all that stuff that's so necessary. We worked with Daily Bread, which is the homeless, human homeless. And that was just sort of a one-time-a-year thing. And I just thought, what can I do that would be ongoing? The kids have to continue doing it. And I was just watching Animal Planet, which I absolutely love. And there was a trainer on there just talking about how dogs are overlooked in the kennels because they're either barking or jumping. And he said in just minutes a day, you can train these dogs, change the behaviors so they become more highly adoptable. And I went, that's it. Went to my principal. She goes, if parents are on board, I'm on board. And it is just taken off. It's just been an overwhelming. It's been a wonderful, rewarding program. You know, but like you said, it's all collaboration, because I was doing it by myself, and just going once or twice a month it was doing wonders for the kids, but the dogs weren't getting what they needed. So now the kids go in, you know, and work with the animals, but now they're going in and reading to the cats and petting the cats and socializing the cats and getting them homes as well. And then they're doing projects for the shelters. So it's just turned into a really big community event. In fact, the shelter just asked me yesterday if the kids would plan an adoption event for the shelter, kind of with a theme like a Hollywood runway theme type, you know, so kids all jumped on it. Yeah, we'll do it. You know, anything to help those animals. So these are the kids that are going to have the heart, are growing up with the hearts of gold, in my opinion. These are the ones that are going to go out and look to save something. And I have a student that he's new to the school. And, you know, it was, he was like the true dog whisperer. Every dog Kamari tried to went in front of that was barking their head off. We were all trying to get these dogs quiet. He was he could go and sit with that dog and just get the dog quiet. I was just in total shock. And I told him, I said, that's your calling right there. Somewhere in the animal world, that's where you need to go. And he's just all smiles. You know, that's what it's about, Debbie. This is it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yep. Give them compassion and give them a chance, and you know, so they don't have to live in fear. And with those shelters, you know, their lives are so stressful anyway, being in a cage. And so
yes.
When you know, when they go get, even to go visit or take them walks, or you know, if you hear anybody that's looking for a new furry loved one in their family, please tell them to visit their local shelter. It's in the Yellow Pages, and
yes,
you know,
and
take
then,
that animal in. You know, and you won't regret it at all. And, you know, they deserve to live a good life, have a, you know, tender, loving, caring home. You know, all
mm-hmm.
of them. You know, every animal deserves a good home. Not a bad one, a good one. You know, the show the love and care because they're awesome. They are. Animals are so great. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was, you know, and my... I mean, the dogs, I had five dogs at one time. I'm down to two now, and they're both mixed breeds. But my passion is corgis. And, you know, I have found my corgis in the shelters and in rescues, and people saved. And, you know, I just lost my last corgi a month ago, and it's just been a really hard time for me. And the kids have been so wonderful with me and bringing me little trinkets and gifts and, you know, parents writing me emails saying that the kids, you know, the kids are seeing that I'm as human as they are. But somebody had said to me, cause my two males both died before they were 10 of, the last one is did too of, tumors and diseases. And, you know, people said to me, well, if you had bought that dog from a breeder, I went, wait a minute, had I bought that dog from that breeder, I'd still have the same diseases. So it doesn't matter. I just rescued them out of a shelter rather than going and paying bucks to the, you know, to a breeder. So you can get all kinds of dogs. There's a beautiful 3-month-old German Shepherd in the shelter. You can get anything. And I've seen pigs in the shelter that were raised with dogs that are sitting in the kennel next to the dogs that are up for adoption. You just got to, you know, look, get out on those sites. You go out on Pet Finder, go on these, right now I've got alerts all over for looking for corgis that are in shelters. And, you know, you can find anything you want and get them out of there, out of that stressful situation. You know, they deserve it. These animals just, they don't deserve the lives. And I'm even a vegan. I don't even eat animals. I don't wear animals. I don't use animals. My kids all know this. And I just, you know, when the kids tell me, well, I'm a vegetarian, I said, that's where it starts. I was a vegetarian too. Cheese was the hardest thing to give up for me. But, my kids know me very, very well. They know where my heart is. They know that it is – how can I be any luckier as a teacher to be able to combine my two passions, my students and my animals, and be able to put them together and have them come up with some really memorable experiences and save lives at the same time? I'm a very lucky teacher, and I've been teaching – this is my 27th year, so – I'm still doing it.
Check that
but I'm
out.
Very lucky because I have great administration that supports me, supports the program, loves the kids, you know. It's just how can I be any luckier as a teacher? So
that's right.
Kudos to my supporters out there.
That's right. I know you got a big fan club out there. You know, and I noticed on the PPJ Gazette, if there's any teachers listening or you want to bring it up to your teachers, you know, you're a student. How would you like to join the K-9 Commandos? How would you like to provide opportunities for your students to make a difference while teaching compassion, kindness, and empathy? And then, ladies and gentlemen, audience, this article is on the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. And it said, please look at the subpages under the Four Teachers tab above to see how to integrate humane education and service learning into K-9 Commando shelter training. That is wonderful. I mean, wouldn't you like to see that go across the world? I mean, that is awesome. You know, getting involved.
Yes, I just joined the, I am now, I mean, it's just word of mouth. I mean, I'm a board, or not a board, I'm a member of the Association of Professional Humane Educators. I've got my certification as a humane educator. I just now I'm on the advisory board of the Humane Education Coalition, which is a global organization. You know, I'm a little stretched, a little thin right now, but that's okay. You know, I know when, I've learned when to say yes and learning when to say no. So, you know, whatever I can do to bring humane education into the classrooms, and that's where it needs to be because it's not there. And that's the reason I joined the Humane Education Coalition is because I'd like to see humane education, character education, pro-social change, all of that be mandated in the schools. I mean, I feel bad because the schools have so much going on, but it's, you know, if you can teach it through reading, you can teach it through civics. We just need to show them how, and that was what I did. That's when I got my certification was, to get children's books, and if I couldn't find anything that tied into it, to do lesson plans, like the Lost Dogs. There's no lesson plans for that. The teacher that is at the treatment home with these kids, she's developing all of it, things about dog fighting. I have a student that's creating a pit bull website for me, and basically it's what we're doing with it, we'll connect it to the Canine Link, is that the kids can go and pull it up, and they'll be able to read a story about a pit bull that a pit bull attack, and then be able to read between the lines why the media felt so strongly to talk about this. But then they'll be able to see that, wait a minute, why didn't they talk about this and why didn't they talk about this? You know, to put it together that it's a lot of it's media hype. So kids can learn that, you know, also that every animal is a product of their home environment. So to learn that as well. And donors choose. I mean, we call it inhumane so that the teachers too, if they cannot go to the shelters to read to the animals, they can contact me. I've got one teacher that's in the North area, Brevard, emailed me and she said, I'd like 15 copies of this title and 15 copies of this title. We packed shipped them up today. Put all the lessons that go with it, put it in a really cool looking folder that has paw prints over, gave her a pencil with paw prints, shipped it off to her. All she has to do is open those lesson plans and start teaching, put them in her lesson plan book, send me back the books when she's done, and she or he, you know, that's it. We have made it as simple as we can so that these teachers will get some humane education and character education into their classrooms. As simple as we can. We've done all the work. All
that
the work. I'm writing lesson plans for two authors right now. Well, I just did it for one author. She's out in California. And then I'm doing another book for another, more plans for another author. And she's donating all her books to all the shelters. And my lesson plans will go with the shelters so that teachers go in and see the book or, you know, oh, cool, I'll take this. Or if they have a humane educator at the shelter, they've got that ready to go right then and there. I've got activities. I've got all the Common Core standards written into these. Yeah, I'm spread thin, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. You know, if we can change these lives of the animals and change some of the mindsets of these kids, you know, then that's where it's at. That is where it's at.
That's right, because, you know, one person could save a life or lives, and then just imagine what thousands of us can do. I mean, you're talking thousands of animals, you know, just taking that time and you know, and dedicate yourself, and it's not that difficult to do. You know, I see a list here how, you know, everyone can help out somehow at these shelters because it's very stressful for them. And then I read, Virginia, there's like 5 to 7 million healthy adoptable animals that get killed per year in the United States, and or 7 to 9 million. That is a lot. I mean, that is so astronomical. There has to be more solutions to all these animals. You can put down spay and neuter your pet. You know, adopt, don't shop. You know, spread the word out there because education is the main key here. Prevention, safety, awareness. You know, how
spay neuter.
Get out. Yes, definitely, because that is that number, whether it's 5 to 7 million or 7 to 9 million, that is so out of control, and that's a year that are put down and euthanized.
Right.
And they don't even have a chance. You know, we have, you know, you see all these every day, my Facebook news feed, also Twitter, Pinterest, you know, LinkedIn, all these animals, cats, dogs, that are going to be euthanized within days or 24-hour notice. And it's, some of them don't even stand a chance. They can't get on social media and say, hey, my life is ending and tomorrow if somebody doesn't give me a safety. You know, they can't do that. So there's these, I mean, I see all these, you know, rescuers and these people that stay on social media so much, you know, trying to help these animals. And it's awesome what they're doing, but there's so many still getting put down. So there's got to be more solutions out there, everybody, because so many innocent. I don't know if you've ever seen those, some of those photos where the dog's going down the, you know, for his last time on living and getting ready to take him.
We just put one out.
That's
yeah.
heartbreaking. Oh, my goodness. It is so is so sad. I can't take it.
Then,
you know, I look at it. And
I know.
So,
I force myself to. You know, and then you've got Soy Foundation, who's doing the most phenomenal job with those UN meat festivals every year, going out there out to China to get those animals out. You know, it's just so I do support them. I'm always sending money to organizations, but I support Soy Foundation big time. I cannot believe. I mean, I understand it's a different culture, but to see the pictures of those dogs over in the Ulan market, it's just very upsetting. Mm. So,
And
there are certain, and there are certain things I will not talk to the kids about because I don't want my parents coming in and going, what did you tell my kids? So they're okay, Canine Commandos, you're hearing about the Ulan Festival right now. So do not go to your cell phones and start researching that or do. But it's just, it's just whatever we can do to help. What, you know, and I kept for a while there, I kept spreading myself out through the country, sending money here, sending money there, getting so upset. And I finally made the decision. It was really too much that I just need to stay with my community. So I do. I mean, I send monthly, you know, monthly funds to certain organizations. They get it every month or a chunk of a year. But I really just decide I need to stay within my community because that's where I'm going to make the biggest change. So, you know, that's another reason that the Canine Commandos was developed. So we could just work with it because at that time, our shelter was killing more than 50% of our animals. And now they're at between 90 and 95% live release rate since the sheriff has come in and helped out. So it works. You just got to keep finding. You've got to find the thing, the, you know, like the different plans, like the TNR and all that. So, dogs are my thing, but I love cats too, and I'll whatever I can to help. I mean, you know, we were leaving the shelter yesterday, and there's feral cats around the shelter, and there's a beautiful rag doll. Oh, wow, you know. So, these animals are out there. They are out there. Just go to your shelter, and you know, right now the shelter is at. All the animals are free this month of September. How can you beat that? You know, they're spayed, they got their shots, got their microchip, been health checked. How can you beat that? You cannot. And the other thing I'm discovering is all the scams on Craigslist. I am just in shock that Craigslist allows all these animals on the show, and they're fake. They're not true animals. They're pictures that they take. These people have taken off the internet to try to get your money. So everybody needs to be careful. Plus, you have people with the dog fighting that are on Craigslist wanting your pets that you're trying to find homes for to use as a bait in dog rings. So these are all the things, too, everybody needs to be very, very careful about. Very careful. I was almost taken a month ago, right after I lost my corgi. I almost flew out to Texas to go get rescue that I thought were corgis, and someone came forward and said, that's a scam, and thank goodness they caught me, because I was in my very low time right then, because my heart was broken, still is, and I needed to feel it again, and I was going flying out to bring back some corgis, and nope, I'm so glad somebody stopped me. So there are just so many animals locally I can get. And, yes. You know, very grateful to everybody that's out there that's helping me, everybody that's out there that's helping these kids, everybody, all my teacher friends. Oh, my gosh, you guys rock. You guys just rock. I can't without my teacher friends and the passion that they bring to their classroom to their kids, too, and allow these kids to see a side of a world that they may never see, you know, without their teachers showing them and teaching them, and just, they're brilliant. These teachers are kind people. You know, it takes a time out of our regular teaching. You know, we tie it into our lessons and stuff, but it's still another, yes, I want to get involved. Yes, I want to do that. Yes, it's time consuming, but it's worth it. So I commend my peers, and I thank them. I love them very much.
Thank you, Virginia, for your doing. I mean, this is so heartfelt and so meaningful. I mean, and I wanted to bring this up too. Canine Commandos is a groundbreaking, award-winning, nationally recognized student community service learning program. By training basic obedience commands to shelter dog by students, providing the students with amazing experiences. The goal is to improve adoption rates for shelters locally, statewide, and nationally, and socializing cats, too. This is amazing. You know, you have all these shows, you know, for the animals in need, but when you point in this direction, we're bringing the negative into the positive, and that's what we're trying to do on all these shows, not just hear the bad news and keep letting it prevail and prevail and prevail and hear it. The bad news constantly coming in, but this is positivity right here. And guess who really thanks you, Virginia, and all of the students and teachers out there? It's the animals when their lives turn for the better, and they mm-hmm. feel the change, and they know they're very smart, so they appreciate it too. Everything that everybody's doing out there. You know, every effort stepping up to the plate and helping the voiceless. Because without us, they don't have no hope to carry on. They don't have a fighting chance. And why should an animal be accepted to live in fear? I don't like that. Not even a child or elderly or nobody. Why should you have to live in fear or get tortured or neglected or abused? You know, it's sad, and it's really happening out there. The truth and reality, what's really happening in the world. So all your audience, please make yourself aware what you can do, because you have every right, just like we do. You know, there's several ways you can help the animals, and this is also on the PPJ Gazette online. It's a Marty Oakley newspaper. Bring cat or dog food supplies to any animal shelter or to an organization that provides food to the public so they are able to keep their pets that may otherwise end up in shelters, homeless. Number two, you can help by spreading the word of Canine Commandos to other schools in your area on social media and through friends. Three, volunteer in your local animal shelters. Four, adopt a homeless dog or cat from any animal shelter or rescue organization. Fostering shelter animals is a great way to find a home for the animal while caring for him in an environment unlike the cold shelter. Don't shop, adopt. And number five, donate to Canine Commandos in several ways. You know, all these, and it's not that difficult, Virginia, all this stuff right here, they're asking, you know, some people already probably do it, and, you know, bring more, you know, recruit. Let your family members know, your friends, neighbors, coworkers, how you can help out. Because, you know, people get busy in their lifestyles, you know, on their jobs, with their family, their spouses, their children, and they're not really aware of what's going on out there in the world. You know, you see on the news and newspapers or whatever, but, and, you know, spread the word, because these animals need us, and they need us every day for something. And just go out there and adopt, you know, a new furry love, you know, a member. You see, you know, some people say, well, my pet passed away, or, you know, and go get it. You know, the best thing to do is go get, you know, adopt another pet. That will help them out so much. It's happened to myself. Okay. So the best thing to do, bring that furry loved one in, because when they die, when they pass away here, it's like you're losing one of your loved ones, you know, in your family, because they are family. So
they are family.
You know,
my dogs all have pet insurance. You know, when Arlo, my last dog, went through all that, his treatments and stuff, it was so expensive. And, you know, it was so nice walking into the hospital and saying, they go, well, this is, you know, it doesn't matter. He's covered. You know, it's just very comforting to know I don't have to worry about bills. So I push pet insurance on people. We just had a big discussion about it at school today, and yeah, it's there he goes.
Hey, the louder really, you bark, the more you're heard.
Oh, that's a 110-pound
okay.
Rottweiler lab, Nick. Yeah.
How many pounds?
We did a DNA on him. Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I told my husband I want 10 dogs, but that one equals 10. Yeah, we did a DNA. He's Rottweiler, Labrador, and Beagle. Yeah, yeah, that's Mongo, aka Thunder. He's a mess.
My friend, she's a groomer, and one of the dogs she, you know, grooms once a week is a 200-pound Saint Bernard.
Wow.
He is huge. Okay, I look at him. Like, look at them paws and that size of that tail. You know, he's a gentle giant.
Yep, so, they are. It's, you know, we were just talking about the dangerous dog list today, and we were just shaking our heads. We just cannot believe a Great Dane is on there. It's just a big gentle baby. You know, so it just amazes me. And the kids know. You know, the kids know about intelligence and breeds, and they can tell you the top intelligence dogs on the list, but they also know the dangerous breed list, and they also know that pit bulls are not the number one most aggressive dog. And, you know, I teach them all this stuff, and it's just fun to watch the kids when they're reacting and learning and about all these animals, and, you know, the shock that comes across their face. Like, you mean it's not the pit bull? No, it's not. And it probably wouldn't be that much even if it wasn't for the media. Because I'm going to tell you, my husband was running. He was out on a trip for work, and he used to be able to run. And he was running, and these chihuahuas came up and attacked him and took a chunk of meat out of him. That never made the news, but had that been a pit bull, it sure would have been, you know. So, you know, it's so sad. And the thing is when you go in the shelters, the majority are what they call pit bulls anyway. And it's just too much breeding. No, I was with an organization and all we did was raise funds for pit bulls, and the it was called Snip a Pit. And we had one female dog that came in and had a total of 48 puppies before we were allowed to before the owners finally allowed us to spay her. But 48 puppies from one dog.
48.
And you can just imagine what happened with all those puppies, you know, breeding those puppies and more puppies. And, yeah, it's just – and so we concentrated on nothing but pit bulls for years. So – but you still go in the shelters, and that's what's in there. Or so they think that's what they are, because, you know, you can't tell a dog by looking at it. You gotta test it. Because dog here,
exactly.
That I've gotten, I thought he was a bloodhound. No bloodhound in this dog at all. You can't judge a dog by its cover. That's so true.
No, no.
So,
one dog bites, and, you know, they can't all be charged. It's just like, you know, out there, just say, you know, with humans, like with the police officer, you hear people, all the cops are the same. No, they're not. Two of them act up.
No.
Something. just like school teachers. You can't do with school teachers or judges or none of them, doctors, mm-hmm. lawyers, you know, because that's, judging a book by its cover and saying they're all bad. No,
correct.
They're not. And they're doing that to
no,
the
big
bulls. And it's not
and
right.
Actually,
it's discrimination.
But,
yeah, go ahead.
Our pit bulls that we train are the easiest ones to train. They are the most mellow. You know, they are just so laid back. They're just so loving, and they just want so badly to be with you. And that's what they were raised to be anyway, nannies and loving and compassionate with humans. I mean, that was what the breed was started for, not this dogfighting stuff, you know. And you can
right.
see it with the kids, and the kids fall in love with these pitties. And it's just, you know, all they want to do is go out there. We had one yesterday named Whitney. And she just went out there, and all she wanted to do was the kids rub her tummy. That's all she wanted, you know. So I tell them,
big
rub the tummies.
Don't
put your face in the stuff.
You know?
Yep, rub their tummies. If that's what they want, that's what you're going to do. So it's a sight. It is a beautiful sight.
You got to blame
mm-hmm.
the deed, not the breed, you know, just like with
correct.
Bad, you know, there's bad children out there, you know, sometimes you got to aim at the parents because – you know, there are bad parents out there, and then
mm-hmm.
they have these bad children, and then they wonder why, because we just wish all parents were good. They're just like dog owners and cat owners. We wish they were all good, but it's not that way at all. So these pit bulls,
mm-hmm.
you know, they are, you know, they deserve their rights because they get the bad rap on homeowners insurance
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
dog fighting. They don't volunteer and want to go into dog fights. They don't drive
mm-hmm.
themselves there. You know, they don't walk themselves there. They don't know who their opponent is. And there's people that are cheering them on. So I hope all those that love dog fighting, they turn over new leaf and help them out. You know, because it's, you know, they get their ears ripped off. I mean, it's so sickening.
Oh, I know.
What you hear and what you see
mm-hmm.
or, you know, reading a newspaper. So it's not like, oh, it's definitely profit before animals, for sure. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's not right. I wish Michael Vick was, you know, he was out there, was worldwide attention, but it's still happening today. It still exists.
I know.
And that's
yes.
the sad part. You know, it got so much
mm-hmm.
attention, I remember. And then all of a
oh,
sudden it died out, you know, and then, you know, it's still happening as we
mm-hmm.
speak. So hopefully one day it'll just, I mean, soon, I hope, just end it and let these pit bulls live their life, you know, naturally, because they deserve
yes.
it. You know, every pit bull I've known through, you know, neighbors and friends and family, they were all gentle giants. That's what I call them. Big babies. And they're so lovable.
Good babies.
I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to get you hooked up with Patrick Bowler. And he hosts and produces the Pit Bull Advocate, Virginia. I'll be getting with
mm-hmm.
you and to get you on his show, too, because the more exposure, the better. And it's on Blog
correct.
Talk Radio also. And you can speak out
aww.
For them on there and all animals, you know, all the.
And
you know, what
make sure you read
do.
That book, too, Debbie, if you have not. If you've not read The Lost Dogs about Michael Vick's dogs, read it. It's
okay.
You're going to have a tissue to get through it, but it's well worth it. And it's a beautiful book. And what happened to his dogs, you know, how they got to live their lives is a beautiful story. I highly recommend it. Highly
okay.
recommend it. And in fact, I just got to meet one of his dogs. I was out at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. I wanted to go out there for a vacation. Finally went out there and I got to meet Maya. And she had to live out there the rest of her life, but it was just so exciting to see that she did not have to end up the way you would think she, but you know, all those people came forward to fight for those dogs and they won and thankful. I'm just so grateful there are people out there that care. So,
yes,
and I love their
right
slogan.
Here.
Yeah. Yes. It's good. It's great. It's
not.
Wonderful. Nope.
Teamwork all the way.
I just wish
like
we didn't have to do this.
That's right. We don't have to. We want to because we say enough is enough. Something has to be done. And that's what everybody has to put in their mind. Don't go closing your eyes or ignoring it or looking away. It's not going to get better if you don't. You know, you have to take action. just with these dogs, if you suspect dog fighting, or you can go anonymous, or if they're, you know, neglect, abuse, and that goes with children and elderly and animals, because they can't defend themselves. They cannot call the police. So, you know, do step up, just like with these, just like with, you know, this Hurricane Florence, and a big, huge thank you to all the first responders and the National Guard.
The
medical team, the police, the fire department, everybody out there. You know, dogs left out on chains during the Hurricane Florence. You know, I'm seeing these horrific pictures of, you know, these floods and these,
me too,
all these farm animals dying. Oh, my goodness. It's a nightmare. But
the two cattle sitting on top of the house.
Yeah, air codes 719, you're live and on air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Go right in. If you have any comments or questions for Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, Debbie in Virginia, this is, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi, this is Ray from Community Cats United. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Yes, hi, Ray. You had a great show with you. It was last week.
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
I just was wondering, I wanted to ask Virginia, is there any more places in Colorado that we can continue this pit bull ban problem? Denver is a big one. They've completely banned them from the entire city. And, you know, we got the ban lifted out of Castle Rock, which was a great thing. But Denver just doesn't want to listen. They'd rather kill those poor things rather than to let them be adopted.
Well, look at Canada. They were going to do the same thing, but there were so many people that petitioned to get them to change their mind. It's just like voting. That's what you got to do. You got to petition it and get it and get it done. That's the only way to do it. If you want change, you got to get in there and vote. And that's with everything, unfortunately. But just rally up your troops and get that change. You can do it. It can
be
done.
We got to get it done. There's too many of them.
Got
to
get it done
every day. Yeah.
I know. I see it on Facebook all the time.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for the big fight, and you're doing a great job. And hi, everybody. And I'll let you get back to your conversation.
Hey, thank you,
Ray. Nice talking to you.
Yes, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Have a great evening.
You too.
Yep, it's so unfair what these pit bulls go through, you know, that it's terrible. Like she was talking about Canada, you know, that I was involved with that one. I mean, it's so, you know, far away, but still, every signature counts, every call, every vote, you know, so that made me feel better when they said, okay, things have changed, and that takes a public outcry. You know, the politicians like the public outcry or public outrage. They will get on it in 2 seconds, you know, so the more voices out there, everybody, the better, and how, you know, we can do it. So, you know, just stand together. That's all we can do.
It works
right?
Every time. It works.
That's
it
right.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork
it works.
Rocks.
It's the only way.
Teamwork wins. That's the bottom thing. You know, do it. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. Remaining, you know, being silent, it's not going to get you nowhere. Spinning your wheels. Because it only, you know, like a whole, just a handful of us, we're going to be spinning our wheels. But when we have thousands and millions of us coming towards them politicians, they're going to do something, right?
Correct.
They're not going to, because there's more of us than them. We, the people of the United States of America. So please,
you stop these puppy mills. Puppy
that's
mills
right.
Have got to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a list in Virginia. But anyway, we're down in a minute and a half. I want to really thank you for coming back on air and want to invite you next. Yes, I've really enjoyed this as much as I hope you have. And, you know, a lot of education, awareness, and keep up the great work you're doing. Standing ovation for you, Virginia, and all the teachers and all the students out there. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the animals. And, you know, keep
thanks,
it up,
Debbie.
Because it's positive results. And that's what we're aiming at for every angle out there. You know, doing your part. I can't change anything, but thousands more like me can. So let's stick together, everybody, because that's what we need, teamwork. Teamwork is the name of the game on every angle.
It sure is.
So, yes, it is. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. And hope you keep, you know, coming back, spread the word, because the bigger the audience, the better it is for the animals. So, you know, Voices Care for Animals on every Thursday at 7 Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And how you can get it is www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals. On the left side of the screen, you can share it all social media sites. Please keep spreading the words, everyone. Good night. Have a nice and peaceful evening. And may God bless you all. Good night, Virginia. Good night, audience. And
good
thanks,
night,
Ray,
Debbie.
For calling
good night,
in.
Commandos.
Yes, and good night, Commandos. Please play this back for me. It'll give you a standing ovation. Bye-bye.
Aww,
thank you.
Thank you. Good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Good night.